With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Federal Reserve holding interest rates steady, as expected by markets and economists, adding that Iran's war's economic impact remains to be seen. Fed Chair Jerome Powell says the central bank envisions one rate cut next year. Latest retail forecast. Here is correspondent Jennifer King.
The nation's largest retail trade group is forecasting annual sales will grow faster than last year, despite uncertainty over the Iran war. The National Retail Federation expects 4.4% growth in annual retail sales to $5.6 trillion. Chief economist Mark Meadows says the U.S. economy has been a bit up and down, but one bright spot is continued consumer spending. But with the war in Iran and surging oil prices, Matthews says the forecast could be revised in coming months. I'm Jennifer King.
Correspondent Charles De La Desma reports that Israel striking Beirut while Iran sends a few missiles toward Israel and Gulf neighbors.
Iran is lashing out following the killing of one of its top leaders in an airstrike with attacks on its Persian Gulf neighbors and Israel, using some of its latest missiles to evade air defenses and killing at least two people near Tel Aviv as the war in the Middle East shows no sign of slowing. Israel, meanwhile, has kept up intense pressure on Lebanon, with strikes, it says, targeting Iran-backed Hezbollah militants, hitting multiple apartment buildings in Beirut and killing at least six people. In Iran, the Bushehr nuclear power plant complex was hit by a projectile, but there were no injuries and the plant suffered no damage. I'm Charles De La Desma.
Key change in the energy business. U.S. companies will be allowed to do biz with Venezuela's state-owned oil and gas company. Authorization issued Wednesday by the Treasury Department. This is SRN News. A new study of Christian media.
It comes from the Barna Group, and it finds that 60% of American adults engage with Christian media of some kind, and about half of them do so at least once per week. Two-thirds of adults say they believe Christian media is trustworthy. But the Barna report goes on to say, quote, engagement brings scrutiny. Among heavy consumers, 45% say the content can be divisive, and 40% say it sometimes makes Christians look bad. Michael Harrington reporting.
New poll from Lifeway Research revealing that among Americans who attend church on a regular basis, 31% say they're into the scriptures each and every day. Another 30% report reading the Bible a few times per week, but not daily. Among the rest of the regular church attendees, well, 14% read the Bible once a week, 11% a few times, and 5% once a month. SRN News. Iran is facing pushback over its attempts to have its World Cup matches moved out of the United States. Here's correspondent Geffen Kulbaugh.
Iran's embassy in Mexico has suggested the country is negotiating with FIFA to move Iran's World Cup matches from the U.S. to Mexico. That's after President Donald Trump discouraged the team from attending the tournament, citing safety concerns. FIFA says it is in regular contact with the Iran Soccer Federation, and it is not changing the match schedule announced last December. Iranian officials have previously said it is up to FIFA and the U.S. to keep the team safe during the World Cup. I'm Geffen Kulbaugh.
Spring break travelers facing unpredictable lines at airport security as the partial U.S. government shutdown strains TSA staffing. Wait times at a number of airports are beginning to fluctuate greatly. More details, srnnews.com.